This episode is brought to you by Slapwoods.
Donnie Houston.
Yeah, man, it's going down. This is Donnie Houston Podcast. I am Donnie Houston. Check it out, man. We got a very special guest today. You know, usually we talk about a lot of H-Town, you know what I'm saying? But we're going to go up the road a little bit, man, up 45 North, man, go to Dallas today, man. And we got Tum Tum in the building. What's going down, big dog?
What's with you, my boy?
Chilling, man. What's the deal?
You know, like I told you earlier, I'm a fan of this shit, so, man, let's chop it up,
man. Man, I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, what's good? What you doing in the city, man?
Man, I got a little gig tonight, you know what I'm saying, promoting the that Shag Baby Lemonade with Exotic Pop, you know, we had did this little old deal, so, you know,
you got, I'm out here pushing. That's what this is right here?
Yeah, man, you know what I'm saying?
What you call it, Shag what?
Shag Berry, you know what I'm saying?
Shag Berry, okay.
Yeah, baby, that detail, stay there type stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Already.
Just keeping it Dallas.
Yeah, so what else been going down, man?
Man, you know, just been hustling, man, just did a table little flip, you know what I'm saying, made in Texas, made a killing with that, hit the road, you know what I'm saying? Open niggas' eyes up to what we had new coming out and stuff like that. And I dropped that Tum 1020, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that was hot too. Had that old Dallas ass nigga on there with me and Lucci. And I had one with Chevy Woods and a little flip on there called OG. And now I'm working on my way to Rudy's, you smell me? First song on there gonna be with Zero. Yeah,
on my way to Rooters.
Yeah, for sure.
Man, you had said something, because you had dropped a whole lot of projects, man. You was doing some music with Mo 3 too, man, before you
passed. We did a track before called O Summer and O Tummer for my partner Ticket Mixtape called, what was
it? Was it 350 or something?
Dallas. Oh, yeah, that was my 350 tape. I put it on there too. It was for that Boys in the Deep project, though. We just shared the song, yeah.
Well, man, we're going to get a little bit to that, man. But let's just talk about you, bro. I mean, how long you, I'm going to say, man, because when I first got word to you, it was probably around, like, the Tussle, you know what I'm saying?
Tussle
era.
Yeah.
But even before that, like, how early did you start getting into music and all that?
Yeah, music, I'm going to tell you some crazy shit, bro. Like, I think I had got the deal the fastest in the world, bro. Like, Fat B, you know, all us was like 350 boys from the Grove together, you know what I'm saying? So they was going to college, so they came back and we went to Bruton and we made Flip was dropping them birthday tapes, right?
Right.
So Flip was Fat's favorite rapper. So when Fat came back in town for his birthday from college, we went and made a Fat B birthday tape. You sure me? Took that hoe to Bruton, cause you know they had the studios inside Bruton Bazaar. So I took that mug, we took it to George, cause George was the homie. We been skipping in George's shop since we was little and shit. So he threw the tape on. He was like, "Who the fuck is that?" He was like, "Man, that's us." We was like, "Man, that's us." He was like, "Man, come holler at me Monday." You know what I'm saying? We was in the studio recording.
How old are you at this time though?
Shit, probably by 01, 02, so I'm 19.
So what were you doing like in high school and shit?
No
sports, none of that shit.
I ain't play sports.
No shit.
That's why I say I'm tussled. I don't play sports, therefore I don't play games. I can do it, you know what I'm saying?
But that wasn't my...
No shit. I'm trying to get away from school, bro. I ain't trying to get no longer than the required time, you know what I'm saying? I got a job so I can get that job program so you can leave early, do two classes and dip, you feel me? I ain't no school guy. I'm a smart guy, but I ain't no school guy.
Talk about Dallas though, man. Like how you were coming up and just like the whole vibe of the city. If you had to describe Dallas, you know what I'm saying? Coming up in the 90s and like early 2000s, like what was the kind of things that you would say that kind of,
describe Dallas?
Yeah.
All you gotta do is listen to me. That'll describe Dallas in that time area. When you see the race car jackets, you see the shag, you see the leather shorts, you see the box caprices, you see the round body caprices, and that's what Dallas was to me, you know what I'm saying? Big T on Sunday, you smell me? Like, I remember it wasn't really club parties, it was hotel parties when I was coming up. Like, it was a dude that used to just rent the ballroom, and that's where the youngsters used to go, because, you know, you don't drink or nothing, you cool with going. And that's where I seen the Houston guys, because that's where they was booking them niggas at. So So you will see the Slims, we'll see the Chatty Boys, we'll see the Swisher Highs niggas. That's where we was at, you know what I'm saying? At the club watching them boys. So that's what I described Dallas as back in the day, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, but wait. So how early does the Shag and all that, you know what I'm saying? Cause, you know, we had the ball fade and all that in the 90s.
Yeah, I
remember the Shag
too.
And the leather shorts and all that being like more like later, like 2000, early 2000 type thing. Like,
yeah, early 2000. Really, you talking about the 90s.
Yeah, like what's like the culture of Dallas, you know what I'm saying? Before all that, before we seen, because we all seen the leather shorts and the Shags, you know what I'm saying?
See, I say before that, we really didn't have an identity like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was house shoes, Dickie shorts, you know what I'm saying? my boy, Cottonmouth, you know what I'm saying? It was them boys, Blowfly and all that, you know what I'm saying? Sheep Fools. It was dance records and all that back then too, so that's why we embraced the dance when it came back around, because it was already like that. Like you said, we had to shake them haters off and all that, so yeah. That was Dallas, party town, party city, you know what I'm saying? But it was thugged out too, where I was from and where I hung at. Canterbury Village is thugged out. Pleasant Grove, the Greedy Grove is thugged out, you know what I'm saying? But yeah.
Okay, so when do y'all start putting the DSR thing? Like, how does that come together?
To tell you, like I told you, the DSR shit, like, it was already a DSR before I was then DSR. You know
so
I mean?
You came into something already established.
I came in on the second tape. They tape hadn't dropped yet. You know what I'm saying? They had a tape done. Like, I think Tuck was in the first group. Tuck, OE, Addiction, Pico Train, AWEX, Curious, Hawatha. I don't want to miss nobody. But I think that's what the first one was. You know what I'm saying? Then, like I told you, we made that birthday tape. And then we played it in Bruton in Georgia. It's like, man, come holler at me. Monday, I think I got a situation for y'all. We didn't know that he was already.
So the birthday tape was your first tape?
Yeah, that was my first time rapping on WAC. You know what I'm saying?
And this was DSR?
Yeah, it wasn't DSR. Yeah, we would just make the Fat B birthday tape.
Yeah.
But some of the songs off the Fat B birthday tape, we did use on the first DSR, on our first mixtape. So, I busted it on the ground the other day.
So the first one was the Kappa tape?
Yeah. The Biggie beat.
Yeah.
We did that hoe on Fat when I was, it's the tough time, yeah. Goddamn, I'm too fly, it is what time it. That was on the birthday tape. You know what I'm saying? That's why I told you I got that Swisher has influence from. I'm dropping streams.
And that's the thing. Like, that's what I was going to say was that you could tell when you listen to that Kappa tape, man.
Yeah,
man,
I'm dropping streams.
You can hear the Swisher has influence,
you can hear,
man.
You can hear Big Tyke. You can hear AB. You can hear Archie. You can hear all that shit when I was flowing back then. That's all I listened to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Putting up to the high school and the college, you know what I'm saying? I done pop truck on that.
Elementary kid.
You know, hear that shit coming from the cut dog with Zilla pulling through. You know what I'm saying? Facts.
Yeah. So, okay. So when y'all did that, it sounded like y'all was just in there really going live. Like.
Yeah. I freestyle. All of us in the booth screaming behind each other.
All the movie references and shit.
That's how you do, smoke.
That's what was going on.
Watch movies, you know what I'm saying? And then we hit the studio, buy a big ass bucket of chicken and record a whole tape, 8 hours.
Yeah.
QP of corn, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A quarter pound of corn.
The niggas was smoking that.
Yeah. A quarter pound of beans, some fucking tacos from that Taco Bell, or a bucket of chicken from that Grandy's right there by Kevin Ed Studio. Real top.
Bust
a whole tape in a day. Niggas couldn't fuck with us with that shit. You know what I'm saying? We wasn't that cold on the mic, but niggas could not out hustle that DSR shit. You know what I mean?
So what was DSR? Was it like a label or like what was this? You know what I'm saying? Cause you say y'all, they had already had their first tape.
Yeah, they had a I-35. I think George was doing like these T-Town tapes, North to the South. His first big single was Slim, Chameleon, Paul. I forgot who else was on the song, but I think that was it. We gripping gang, we switching lanes, that shit, you know what I'm saying? And they had already was putting out projects, but George was so big in Dallas with Swisher House, he making all these niggas, all this money, Swisher House, motherfucking SUC, you know what I'm saying? Wasmash, he making all these niggas his money, Beltway Agent shit. He like, man, I finna get me a group. And that's when he did the DSR shit. But we didn't know he was doing the DSR shit. When we made that tape, you know what I'm saying? It was just all fake, you know what I'm saying?
So y'all get over that, does it pop already? Like, how long it take for y'all to kind of like start making noise in the city and shit?
We ain't make no noise in the city for a minute. You know what I'm saying? You know how niggas is from your town. We
knees had on, knees on front on you too.
Yeah, but we used to show up so deep, cause you know what I'm saying, 350 boy, Holly Hill 900, they showing up with us. We used to look so deep, even if the club wasn't packed from other people, me and my niggas, this bitch look packed, you smell me? And then niggas start seeing that, then we start hitting the road with it, like opening up for Big Mo now.
Like, no shit, talk about some of them shows, man.
I'm gonna tell you the wildest story. This is what we were gangbanging, though. This nigga, Big Mo and them came down there and did a show and shit, you know what I'm saying? They van was parked in the back. Man, tell us why we done broken these boys' van and stole this nigga Note D time port.
Remember no shit.
Them big ass time port.
Yeah.
They were hitting us back to where y'all live. This hoe got a tracking device on
him. No shit.
Yeah, he had hooks and shit in that hoe. This is before I was rapping anything, so I started tripping Note D. You know what I'm saying? You smell me? This is before we were rapping anything, but yeah, that shit was wild.
No shit. So you say he had the hooks and everything.
Yeah, right? He had hooks and shit rolling the time port and shit. That shit was crazy, my nigga. That was a crazy time of my life, my nigga. Yeah. That's what we was out here just thugging, banging, tripping and shit.
Yeah, so
they probably remember that shit, probably don't.
Yeah, so are y'all traveling or y'all kind of just staying in Dallas at the time?
When we first started rapping?
Yeah.
Oh, nah, we was traveling. Because George already knew how, you know, him being working at a shop in there, he know that Dallas niggas ain't selling like that, you smell me? So he knew to take us on the road. And I was down to go on the road because I'm a hood nigga. I ain't never been nowhere. You smell me?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to such and such Oklahoma. Shit, I'm riding. I'm going to such and such. I ain't know it was a Paris, Texas, Pittsburgh, Texas, none of this shit.
All that shit, yeah.
I'm jumping in the car. You know what I'm saying? So that's how we had got hot, to tell you the truth. We hit the road with this shit, hitting the hoods, buying.
So it was like the small towns and shit that was fucking with y'all first?
Yeah, all the time. And the college towns too. You got to be smart with this shit. You know what I'm saying? Hit the country towns, the college towns, and then you hit the big city. It's going to leak up there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So what was the first thing that really kind of y'all started getting embraced by? You would say. What was like that turning point where you're like, okay, they kind of fucking with us now. We might be on to something.
When they first start fucking with us. I'll say this one time we did a show with Charlie Boy and Titan. Niggas was booing us. Then like.
Where y'all was at?
Man, I can't even tell you, man. That's when I used pop handlebars and shit.
Oh yeah, that's a rap.
Like my nigga come out and say, man, pop two handlebars, forget about it, nigga. You know what
that's
what
a rap. That's a rap.
But yeah, we got booed like a motherfucking, like 3 months later, we got booked in that same place and it was all love and they knew all our shit. I was like, wow, you know what I'm saying?
That's
when I knew, like, or when we walking down the Capitol with Thug them and niggas walking up to us too, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, shit like that.
Man, so okay, so what's the Dallas scene like? Y'all got like, cause you know we had like Screw and Watts and you know what I'm saying, people like that to kind of get the music out. Like, did y'all have anybody like that, or it was kind of like every man for themselves?
Man.
And y'all was DSR, and y'all just put it down like that.
Yeah, we had to. I ain't gonna lie. Back then, I was so new to this music shit. Like I said, I had signed George, scooped us up in a fucking week. You know what I'm saying? I didn't even know it was important to talk to DJs and none of that till later on in my career, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't paying attention to none of that. Nigga, I was on a Watts tape, you smell me? I ain't trying to hear shit, you know what I'm saying? I'm on a Watts tape and a Slim Thug, Bounce Hog tape and a Chameleonaire and Pow Wow tape. You know what I'm saying? I ain't know nothing about we gotta know these DJs and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? Real talk. I was straight out the block with this shit, you know what I'm saying? We didn't have no somebody to groom us and be like, yeah, you gotta talk to the DJs and da 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 da. We had it, you know what I'm saying? We just thugging, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Talk about.
I thought I was on. I'm on the OG Run C tape, nigga.
That was it.
Nigga, what?
Yeah. You ain't hear me, nigga, on the Run C?
Yeah, I'm on there chopping them up. You gotta pay attention, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but at the time, that's what everybody was on.
At the time, that's what a nigga was rapping for.
Yeah.
You smell me? Nigga, Watts like your shit. Watts? He threw us on the tape. Oh shit, I gotta hear it. I gotta see. I ain't chopped me. You know what I'm saying? That's how it was.
That was the thing, yeah. So then, y'all, so talk about when y'all put the Tussle record together. When y'all say, all right, we finna. we finna make a record now. You know,
that was Tuck record. You feel me? He just kept hitting me, telling me, man, I got this song, man. I need your voice, Zill. I need your voice. And I was like, nigga, I'm on my way. You can tell on that record. I don't even know how to count bars. That shit like 64 bars.
Okay, but talk about how you even meet Tuck though. You know what I'm saying?
He was with DSR, the first group.
So y'all automatically click up. Like when you get over there,
it's automatically love. Yeah, he was spending night over my crib. We listening to beats and shit. Yeah, he was a cool nigga.
Yeah.
The thing about DSR is we don't even have arguments or no shit like that. We said, if he liked the song, cool. I ain't gotta like it. Like throwbacks, out. You can tell. Like me and Tuck ain't on throwbacks. We was sitting in the room like this, smoking, laughing at that shit. Like, man, I can't get on this shit. But that's that type of shit, and it blew up. You swear me? Like, yeah, Tuck ain't on my screens. You know what I'm saying? Like, we ain't finna be niggas. Ain't finna be in the studio going back and forth about a record. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's what you want to do it. You know what I'm saying? If not, it's cool.
Because it's six us. You know what I'm saying? I ain't finna, you know what I'm saying?
You gonna get on something. Yeah.
I'm gonna feel something in this motherfucker.
Yeah. So, okay, y'all do the Tussle record, you were saying. So he hit you up, you know what I'm saying? You don't know how to count bars at this time.
Nothing, still don't. I just go with the flow. I just go on that rap, go with the flow.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy as hell. So y'all do that's wild. But y'all do tussle, you know what I'm saying? And that shit start making some noise, like for real.
Facts, bro. Like for real. Now, the first song that really made some noise for us was On My Screen.
Oh, On My Screen. Man, hold up. You feel me?
I had already seen, we had already seen Florida, Cleveland, and all that shit. Before Tussle had even came.
No shit.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we had already traveled out. We was already getting paid shows and all this shit.
Huh.
Yeah. I was making so much, my teachers thought I was selling drugs, you know?
No shit. Because it's the CD era.
She ain't understanding. You smell me? She ain't understanding. Because a lot of them tapes I put out myself. Like the old Thomas and shit, the TVG's tapes, man. I'm getting up, went and bought a Jag, nigga, little Flip say he got a Jag, Dilla when he got a Jag, you know what I'm saying? No shit. Yeah, she was like, man, what is you doing? I had a candy Delta and shit, you know, I was still staying at the crib with my T-Joe, she didn't understand this shit, like, man, what the fuck is he getting all this, like, bro? This rap shit really working, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, nah, my rap for real. This shit really working, I'm like, yeah, this shit really working, you know what I'm saying? This shit's really working.
Yeah, so man, talk about the car culture, man, because you were saying how you ain't about the candy, because y'all do it a little different, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's way different. You know, the Caprices, you know, the round bodies, the boxes, you know what I'm saying? Crank them bitches up.
So the Caprice, that's really pretty much the main one. That's the one.
Yeah. It's all about the Caprice, man. I had a Delta too, so Delta's too. But yeah, we candy them up, sit them on them big rims.
Big old,
like, not like down here with the player rims. We ride them big dogs. You know what I'm saying? Candy. We did the screens and shit too. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but fast. That's another thing too. Them hoes gotta have them pipes on them. Be flows. Yeah. My culture dope. My nigga Luck, one of the top, the dude Caprice that's in the Caprice music video, one of the top car club niggas.
Yeah,
my dog.
Yeah. But then, like you were saying, you know what I'm saying, you was one of the ones that got one of the deals the fastest. Like, how did that happen for you, dog?
Man, I don't even know. Right place, right time. No, like shit. I told you, George already knew us because we used to skip up there all the time. And, you know, back then, that's when them No Limit CDs coming out, you know what I'm saying? And he used to get them hoes the Thursday before they came out on that Tuesday, you smell me? I go to school, I take the cut dog, I already got the fiend and all that pulling up to school before niggas even got it. I'm done with this, I'm waiting on the next one, you know what I'm saying? So it was easy for me to say, hey, play this in here, you know what I'm saying? I had spent so much money in there, he wasn't tripping, he played it, he was like, man, who the fuck is these niggas? Man, he told us to meet up, gave us a beat full of CDs. And that nigga tried to pay us with CDs for the first time. You know, like, nigga, I don't want no fucking CDs, nigga, where the money at, nigga?
Yeah.
And then that's when that shit had switched up. Because he a retail dude. You can't pay us to see these. Your ass already got the retail game on. Like, who the fuck I'm selling to? So, yeah.
But even on the major side of deal, did you get your deal before Tuck? Or
how we got it on the same day.
No shit.
This my Universal?
Yeah.
Yeah, same day. Yeah. We flew up there together. Me, Tuck, Fat got a deal too. It was me, Tuck, and Fat flew up there. Yeah.
Oh, shit. So what kind of deal were y'all doing? Like, how many albums or singles? Or like,
what
kind
of deal were y'all doing? We was finna do a Tuck, Tom, DSR, Fat. That's what it was supposed to be. Yeah. That's what it was supposed to be. But you know, shit got fucked up.
Yeah. We'll get to that in a minute. But,
yeah.
But, I mean, shit, you come out with that Caprice music, man. Talk about that, man. Because,
you know, I wrote this record for another nigga.
No shit.
Yeah. I wrote this record for another nigga. He did not want it. He told me it was too slow. He wasn't going to do nothing. It wasn't his flavor. He wasn't looking for that. He wanted some shit like Tussle. And I'm leaving Universal saying they don't want Tussle. You feel me? This nigga like, he tripping. You know what I'm saying? Universal don't even want Tussle. You know what I'm saying? And then my cousin Double and Tight, Big Tight from the Freestyle King, because he had just came to T-Town too. And the engineer, they kept telling me, man, finish that record, bro. You need to go finish that, because there was only one verse on there. You need to go finish that Caprice music, bro. I'm telling you. I thought it was going to be Dub Deuce D's killing the club right now. You know what I'm saying? I ain't really worried about Caprice music. Dub Deuce D's murdering shit. Like, nah, you need to go finish that Caprice music. And I went and finished it. And I think that nigga Skip Cheatham heard that hoe. One of these niggas, man, and that hoe.
That was one. That shit, 106 and Park. I mean, you real live rap star now. You know
facts,
what I'm saying?
Like facts.
Yeah, how was that, dog? How was that experience, bro?
That was fire, man. Because this shit you watch. You know, like I said, nigga coming home from high school, you turn on the TV. You gonna let the whole road from Rap City to 106 and Park and all that. So to see me on there, and you be like, God damn.
Then I got
the hood on there too, so I'm seeing my partners. I'm seeing the crib that we be hanging out at all the time and shit. You know what I'm saying? So that's real fire. You see your homeboys you grew up with on TV. You see the niggas you rapping with on TV. That shit was fire, man.
Boys jumped out with that shag. Talk about the shag, man.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
People really think I got it from some Dallas shit, even though it was some Dallas shit. From like West Dallas, you know what I'm saying? OG niggas had the shag and shit. Like,
how far that go back?
Man, way back. The shag from like the 70s and shit.
Because I remember niggas would have it with like the curl or something and you know what I'm saying? Did it with the fade though.
Just add a little swag to that, a little sauce. You know what I'm saying? But my uncles and them used to have them hoes. But I'm going to tell you where I got it from. This nigga Master P was on I'm Batty. When he get out of the car and slam that hoe, then a nigga come shout with my Chivas C and mom. You see that little puff hanging out the back? Yeah. You ask my nigga Five. You know what I'm saying? One of my best friends, he cut my hair. I say, my nigga, we finna get that hoe right there. You know what I'm saying?
No shit.
I just started letting that hoe grow. Facts. You call a nigga and ask that nigga. He gonna tell you. We watch I'm Batty on my daddy couch. This nigga still asleep Master P and say, nigga, I'm finna do that shit. Facts.
No shit. I don't gain.
Facts.
And then after that, it was
up. I ain't even know what I was doing.
Nigga hit the TV with that hoe, dude.
The crazy shit was I had a hat on, right? And I forgot what the little chick name that Universal sent down there to run the video. She like, take that fucking hat off, Tom. Take that fucking hat off. I'm like, what is she talking about? Like, I wasn't realizing that was, hey, pick your hair. So when you look at the video, you see, I was like, oh, that's what she was doing. She was really putting emphasis on that shit, you know what I'm saying? Because I wasn't paying attention to that because it was so regular to a nigga. But to them New York niggas and out of town niggas,
they were like, what the fuck?
What the fuck is this nigga doing? But yeah, so it was cool to see Yelly and Trap now with all that shit, man. Keeping that Dallas shit going, you feel me? Yeah.
So talk about, man, you know, because you said it kind of got fucked up. Like, what kind of happened?
They didn't understand what Texas niggas was trying to do, bro. Like, they seen me all over the world recording with niggas. I'm like, bro, this ain't even
what were they trying to get you to?
You got to remember, this when that Party Like a Rockstar shit hit. I'm on a label with Party Like a Rockstar, Amy Winehouse, And I forgot who the fuck else was already there with Bubbly. Probably Lil Mama or somebody. Now, Baby Boy, this is the way I live.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
Baby
yeah,
Boy,
yeah.
My boy, shout out to Baby Boy. That's my nigga, man. So, yeah, we was over there with them niggas. And then we was doing good. And then other people started popping. So they were trying to, hey, you need to go to Atlanta and record some rock star shit with the party with the Shot Boy.
Trying to chase the wave and
yeah,
shit.
You yeah, you need to go record with that. I'm like, bro. This ain't where I'm from. You smell me? And they were just doing that, doing make Dre beats, you know, Cool and Dre. It just wasn't.
It did wasn't the right fit.
Yeah. It was some cool, it was great experiences, but it wasn't the music and it was, I think that we should have been making at that time. I ain't gonna get kept. You know what I'm saying?
But then, I mean, that's true though, because Tuck came back and Not a Stain.
But Not a Stain,
me.
I mean, right. And that hoe was sitting in the computer for the longest.
No shit.
Yeah.
No Facts. Shit.
That hoe was sitting in the computer.
Niggas still play that now.
Yeah, facts. That's what I'm saying. They wasn't understanding. You know, it's kind of hard to explain to some older white niggas what's going on. Where are you from and shit, but you know. You live and you learn.
Yeah, yeah. So then once you start getting into, you know what I'm saying, once everything started dying down, were you still kind of like...
Oh, I was still popping, you know, once you get...
yeah, once you on, yeah, you on,
once
yeah.
Once you Texas, like I say, Texas in the Bay is two places where I see they treat they OGs with dignity and respect and honor, my nigga. Nigga, E-40, Too Short, all the OGs up there, they still do shows, all that shit. Down here, look, Kiki Nim, Slim, Ro, all the OGs still get booked, all that shit. DSR still get booked every weekend, so I'm cool with that. You know what I'm saying? So, shout out to Texas for that, man. Mm. Shout out to the South, baby.
yeah. And then, I mean, Dallas just kept coming, man, because, I mean, yeah. Then you had the row and you had yeah. the whole, yeah, all that.
My boy,
yeah.
My the Boogie Movement.
The Boogie Movement, yeah.
Shout out to that. I even kept a nigga eating because I was on them remixes, you smell?
Yeah.
I was on that had
you big, not, yeah, that
was
a big,
yeah. Dougie, you know what I'm saying? So, shout out to them boys, too, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, B-Hemp, all that shit, Fat Pimp. Yeah, them homies. They kept this shit going. Ricochet, Young Black. But see, these all niggas from my era, that's my age, that's from the hood. Like, I
so you been tapped
see,
in with
I'm,
them.
I'm proud to see them niggas pop. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, for real.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, even now, just talk about, you know, having a relationship with the younger guys, you know what I'm saying, that's been coming up in the city, man. Like you said, we talked about Mo3 a little bit earlier, but did you got a relationship with Yella Beezy and any of the other guys?
I won't say I got a relationship with them. I just know I'm real close to niggas in their circles. You know what I'm saying? Because they homeboys is niggas that I grew up with, my partners. You know what I'm saying? Like Trap DJ, Go DJ Trap, that's my dog. The DJ he had before that, Go DJ Dip, that had Die Recipes, that was my dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got niggas in their circles that they hang around. You smell me?
Yeah, yeah.
But I like that shit. You know, I be banging the shit out of them niggas' records.
Yeah. Well, shit, man. Well, what's next?
And Freddie from my the hood I'm from, Trapper
Freddie. Oh, yeah,
Freddie from there. So yeah, real proud to see another nigga, cause that ain't nothing, bro. We come from nothing. You know what I'm saying? Coming from over there, so I'm proud to see that nigga get money and shit. Nigga, we come from nothing, my boy, for real. Facts.
And you got shit. I mean, you got some music coming out soon, right?
Yeah. On my way to Rudy's. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. First song finna come out a couple weeks with Zero.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No shit. That's gonna be the single?
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yes, sir. Huh. Shout out to Ro, babe.
That's what's up. Yeah.
That's my boy.
Well, man, what else you got before we get up out of here, man?
Man, go get that Shag, baby. I got for DWC. Fuck around, do another DSR reunion this year too. It's the 20th year finna come up. Look out for that merch. Think we finna hit that road, probably drop some new music on these boys, shit like that. Yeah, you know, other than that, just keep hustling, baby.
Yeah, that's what it is, man. I appreciate you coming through, man.
Well, you know, like I told you, man, I watch your shit, bro. You know what I mean? Like I say, my favorite episode is the Rick Shop episode, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, because you were talking about Rick Shop. I think we talked about that off air, though.
Yeah, you were saying
Rick Shop, that really was like...
Yeah, they had the dude, you know, Fat Pack, ESG, Big Mo, that's a fucking roster, nigga.
Yeah.
Pimp Tight.
Yeah.
Hey, man, that's a motherfucking roster. Nigga, Sunny motherfucking Bobo.
They had movies and shit. Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Man. Niggas used to call me Action when I was younger, man.
No shit.
Yeah. I can recite the whole movie. EAG. Niggas like, you sure to. We used to do that shit all during high school and shit. We used little lines for that movie. Man, I fuck with that shit. Real talk.
No shit. That's crazy as hell. That shit had that kind of impact.
Whatever. Real talk, man. Yeah. Come on, man.
Yeah, what's some classic, because it was some movie I was watching, I can't remember the name of it off the top of my head, because I'm just thinking freestyle or not, but it's a movie I watched that was like, I don't know if it's a classic, but like, what's some classic Dallas movies like that?
They got a Goon Side 1, Goon Side 2, Triple D movie was good.
Triple D, I think it might be.
They got a part 2 finna come out.
No shit, Triple D came out with like 2000 or something like that?
Nah, I say like, damn, I say about, when that Triple D movie came out, about 4 or 5 years ago?
That was something recent.
Yeah.
It was something I was watching, man. That was
T-Cash was in that bitch. Big Chief. Yeah. What movie did come out that you probably talking about?
It's a movie in like 3-2 had a little bit, a little small piece in there, but that shit was shot in Dallas, man. I can't think of the name of it.
3-2 was in there?
3-2 was in there.
God damn, I showed over. You talking about that old Pimpster movie? I know he had a movie.
I can't think of the name of it, man.
That is how the hell get head. That nigga was tripping. Okay. That nigga was tripping.
I can't think of the name. I don't know. I'm about to think about that shit, man. But it was some movie, man. Some Dallas movie I saw, man. It's shit on
you
YouTube.
You talking about Dallas Don't Dance Me Boogie? The documentary type shit? Or you talking about a movie? Niggas acting and shit.
It was a movie.
Yeah, I don't even know, bro. All I remember was, like I say, them Goon Side movies. In the Triple D movie, and then they got the Triple D Revenge from the club.
Yeah. Well, shit, man, you want to get social media and all that, man, before we get up out of here?
Instagram, ZillaBad214, Twitter, ZillaBad, YouTube, ZillaTV. You smell me? Yeah.
Already. That's what it is, man. It's the Donnie Houston Podcast. I'm Donnie Houston. Hey, man, we got
Donnie Houston.